This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
The reason we have special counsel, this is a very important point, and you know it. The reason we have special counsel is because of a conflict of interest. The regulation itself specifically makes reference to a conflict of interest. And we don't like conflicts of interest because it undercuts people's confidence in both the process and the result. So let's be really clear why we have special counsel. There was either a real or perceived conflict of interest that we were fearful would either impact the result or people's confidence in the process. That's why we have something called special counsel, and that's why we have special counsel in this fact pattern. And then lo and behold, those who are supposed to make sure there are no conflicts of interest seem to have a few of their own. There's a senior prosecutor who sent obsequious emails to a fact witness. She can be described as nothing other than a fact witness. She's a really important fact witness if you pursue the line of inquiry that my Democrat friends want to pursue. They got off of collusion and now they're on obstruction of justice. She may be the most important fact witness in an obstruction of justice case. And the senior prosecutor for this conflict of interest-free special counsel sent a fawning, obsequious email to a fact witness. And then we have prosecutors assigned to conduct this investigation who donated almost exclusively to one candidate over another. And then we have a prosecutor assigned to this conflict of interest-free team that attended what was supposed to be, what he'd hoped to be, a victory party for Secretary Clinton. And we have a senior DOJ official, Mr. Deputy Attorney General, with an office that used to be two doors down from yours, meeting with Fusion GPS. And Fusion GPS, of course, was paying for Russian dirt on the very person that they're supposed to be objectively investigating. And then that same senior DOJ official's Fusion GPS, his wife was on the payroll of Fusion GPS. And then we have a senior agent assigned to investigate Secretary Clinton's email, help draft the exoneration letter where we changed the language from grossly negligent to extremely careless, interviewed Secretary Clinton in an interview I've never seen, and I doubt you have either in your career as a prosecutor, interviewed Michael Flynn, was actively involved in the investigation into the Trump campaign before the inspector general found his text. So this agent, in the middle of almost everything related to Secretary Clinton and President Trump, sent pro-Clinton texts, anti-Trump texts to his paramour in response to being told maybe he is where he is to protect the country from that menace, Donald Trump. He said, I can protect our country at many levels. And then he said Hillary Clinton should win 100 million to nothing. Now think about that, Mr. Deputy Attorney General. That's a pretty overwhelming victory. 100 million to zero. And when I read that last night, what I thought was this conflict of interest free senior agent of the FBI can't think of a single solitary American who would vote for Donald Trump. That's where the zero comes in. Not a single solitary American he can imagine would vote for Donald Trump. This is the conflict of interest free special agent assigned. And then he went on, if that weren't enough, to belittle Trump supporters by saying he could smell them at a Walmart in Virginia. This is the person we needed to avoid a conflict of interest. And then he said this, they fully deserve to go and demonstrate the absolute bigoted nonsense of Trump. But he wasn't content to just disparage Donald Trump. He had to disparage Donald Trump's family. This is what he said, Mr. Deputy Attorney General. He said the douchebags are about to come out. He's talking about our First Lady and children. This conflict of interest-free special agent of the FBI.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
We the people. Listen to Bill Martinez live.
Six minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. It is all right there. I can tell you, over the years, as you know, listening to the show from time to time, we revisit the JFK assassination. And certainly this year, when more and more documents are now being released, the trove of documents is still, there's still many yet hidden away. And what is being released is, there's lots of black ink, lots of redaction on it. But nonetheless, it remains a controversy because I think at the root cause, as you've heard me say many times, in the absence of fact, opinion rules, and there's lots of conspiracy running around, and we can thank our government and those that have hidden the information for exacerbating the problem. One issue in particular that I have kept in mind over the years when I was reading, and I think it might have started with a National Enquirer article talking about the number of people who had investigated the JFK assassination, and those journalists and people in the media who had gotten close and suspiciously died. But one name in particular stood out for me, and her name was Dorothy Kilgallen. Dorothy, you, for those of you who are contemporaries of ours, would remember her as a TV regular on What's My Line. And so her mysterious death has bothered me over the years repeatedly. So it's interesting now that we have with us Mark Shaw. Mark is a California attorney, a TV commentator, New York Times bestselling author, and investigator. And he joins us today to talk about the death of Dorothy Kilgallen. Mark, welcome to Bill Martinez Live.
Hey, thanks so much, Bill.
Well, for those that Dorothy Kilgallen is just another name and it doesn't really mean a whole lot to them, remind them who Dorothy Kilgallen was.
Well, they'll just be like me because I didn't have any idea who she was, Bill. You know, I remember from What's My Line, you know, she was the star panelist on there. Remember they had the strange occupations of people, and they came on the show, and Dorothy and the other panelists tried to guess that occupation. 20 million people watched that show every Sunday night on CBS in the late 50s and 60s. So that's what I knew about Dorothy, and I wasn't even going to write this book until I interviewed some people who knew Melvin Belli, who was a famous San Francisco lawyer who represented Jack Ruby, and I knew Mr. Belli from practicing law with him in the 80s. When he died, I decided to write a biography of him, and while I was doing that, I learned of his representation of Jack Ruby. I was suspicious of some of the things that he did there, but when I was talking to a friend of Belli's in San Diego, the man said, well, you know, he knew Dorothy Kilgallen. And I said, well, what? He was on What's My Line? He said, no, Mark, you don't know anything about her. Not only was she on What's My Line, but she had a newspaper column syndicated to 200 newspapers across the country. She covered many of the most famous trials of the 20th century, including Dr. Sam Shepard, which became The Fugitive. She had a radio show every day listened to by a million people in New York City, and she was just this amazing woman. And you know, when she died, Mel said to me, listen, you know what happened? They've killed Dorothy. Now they'll go after Jack Ruby. They've killed Dorothy. Now they'll go after Jack Ruby. Well, That you're a man of the truth and a curious man. You can't let those things go. And I did write another book after that about Joe Kennedy called The Poison Patriarch. But then I just had to look into more of the life and times and the death of Dorothy Kilgallen. And that has become The Reporter Who Knew Too Much, the book you're talking about.
Exactly. Well, this is the thing about the truth and the things that will wake us up at 3 o'clock in the morning that just keep haunting us. And everything, so much, I say everything, so much revolving around the JFK assassination remains a mystery. But Dorothy Kilgallen is that reporter who knew too much, your book. And what an incredible lady and story. So the thing that amazes me, Mark, is that people knew that when Dorothy died under suspicious means, it was amazing how it just kind of went away.
Yeah, there was never any investigation. And people who read the book, it's become a bestseller. It's touched the emotions of people because they feel the same way that you do, that there were these suspicious circumstances, a staged death scene, and some real question marks about what happened to Dorothy. What we know is, Bill, that I believe it's the most compelling JFK assassination investigation in history. And why do I say that? Because people like me or any of the other people who have ever written about the JFK assassination, we weren't there. Mm-hmm. Well, Dorothy was. We have on the DorothyKilgallenStory.org, we have a videotape of her at a news conference of the Jack Ruby trial. She's the only reporter who ever interviewed Jack Ruby. She did it twice there. She exposed his Warren Commission testimony before its release date, and people can look at all the columns she wrote. Even 7 days after JFK died, she was shouting that the Oswald alone theory made no sense. So she's such a credible source for what happened, and that's why I've been so pleased to bring her back to life in many ways, because she's been forgotten for so many years.
Mm-hmm. Now, in the past, and in my interviews with other experts, the name Carlos Marcello keeps cycling back in New Orleans, of course. And, of course, some of this came out in the movie that was quite celebrated and brought to question many things. And, of course, as valid as anything, because as we're saying, you know, in the absence of fact, you know, then, you know, the truth is compromised. And then we get into the realm of opinion. But nonetheless, interestingly, I find that Carlos Marcello, that name keeps coming back.
Well, and the reason it does, you know, the book is set up as a true crime murder mystery, because when Dorothy was the lone reporter shouting, you know, about the Oswald alone theory being crazy and everything else, she made some real enemies. Hoover, of course, hated her, and you know, she was writing a book for Random House about the JFK assassination at the time, and Dorothy was a real woman of integrity, a woman who searched for the truth, a woman who didn't make her conclusions and then make the facts fit to those. Instead, she found her facts and then made the conclusions from there. And what she found out from Ruby is interesting, and it's in the book. You know, whatever he told her, she didn't end up staying in Dallas and looking into LBJ being involved in the assassination. She didn't go to Washington, D.C. with the CIA or whatever. She went to New Orleans, and that's where Carlos Marcello was. He was the mafia don who Bobby Kennedy had stalked after they got in the White House, and he deported Marcello, and then he charged him with racketeering. Dorothy believed he had the greatest motive to have eliminated JFK so that Bobby Kennedy would be powerless. Mm-hmm. So she made one trip to New Orleans, and then she was about to make another, and as people will see in the interviews on that website I mentioned, the DorothyKilgallenStory.org, Bill, two of her closest friends, hairdressers, said Dorothy told them, look, if the wrong people knew what I know about the JFK assassination, it would cost me my life. I'm afraid for my life and my family. She bought a gun. Mm-hmm. She knew she was a target, and I think she knew she was a target because she was so close to the truth.
Did she tell anybody and reveal any of her findings whatsoever to give us some more indication in terms of what you know, what her investigation was leading to?
Well, what people can do, again, and I really, with, again, like you, I want the truth out there, so I look for primary sources, and on that website you'll see interviews with these hairdressers and people that knew Dorothy, including Joe Tannehill, the co-counsel for Jack Ruby, and what we can do is learn from them, because they were right there and knew Dorothy, and also people can see this stream of columns in the book, but also on that website, and it really tells you what she was finding out, that Oswald alone made no sense to her. She was focusing on Jack Ruby, and I believe she had connected Ruby, Oswald, and Marcello, and that's what would have been in the book, and they couldn't let her write that book.
Mark Shaw is our guest. More from Mark after the break. Stay with us, America.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Age-related macular degeneration is a leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Message and data rates may apply.
Warning. Texting while driving is illegal just about everywhere. So if you want to take advantage of a life-changing LASIK offer, pull over when you can, because a special opportunity is just one text away. The LASIK Vision Institute is offering absolutely free evaluations and dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK. Text the keyword CLEAR55 to 350350 to get the benefit of FDA-approved LASIK technology that gives the majority of patients 20/20 vision. For a fraction of what others charge. Text to schedule your free appointment to see if LASIK is right for you. When you text CLEAR55 to 350350, you'll also get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Today, it's your turn. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you've always wanted for a fraction of what others charge. This great offer is just a text away. Text CLEAR55 to 350350. That's CLEAR55 to 350350.
Hi, I'm Marcia Miller from Mud Pie. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Mud Pie supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
We the people. Listen to Bill Martinez live.
Welcome back, America. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, Mark Shaw, California attorney, TV commentator, New York Times bestselling author, and investigator, as we're talking about the reporter who knew too much, Dorothy Kilgallen. Mark, as you say, plenty of information there on the website that really gives you some indication and points arrows to the truth regarding the JFK assassination and what Dorothy Kilgallen was uncovering, and she knew that what she was uncovering was so revealing that she probably had already gotten some threats along the way, don't you think?
Yeah, I think she did, but you know, the New York Post called her the most powerful female voice in America. You have to think how big she was at the time, because people got their information from the newspaper, mm-hmm. and not the internet, not television at the time, so she was a gigantic figure, media icon at the time, and I think she thought she was invincible. Yeah, she was scared. She knew there was a target on her back, and she'd gotten some inclinations that there were those enemies out there that were really worried about this book that she was going to write. Many people have said she was a true patriot, and I think she was. She put her life at risk. Many people have said to me, boy, I wish we had reporters like Dorothy Kilgallen today. Mm-hmm. But as you know, the death was very suspicious, found in a bedroom she never slept in, wearing clothes she never wore to bed, false eyelashes, makeup, and a hairpiece she never wore to bed. They found an empty bottle of Seconal by her bed, sleeping pills, and the medical examiner just jumped to the conclusion that she died of an overdose of barbiturates and alcohol, even though there was no evidence whatsoever she had any problems with those things.
I was going to ask you, was there anything in her life that would have given you indication that she had this kind of problem? Yeah.
No, and you'll see Joe Tannehill, you'll listen to him say that he was, that's Ruby's co-counsel, was with her just a few weeks before she died. He was sharp. You know, her mind was sharp. She didn't drink. She didn't do anything. People can really see that in the last show, because that's the night before she died. They can go to the internet and they can see the last What's My Line show with Dorothy. And there she is. She's a spirited, you know, kind of like a prosecutor. She right. liked to try to find out the occupations, and she guesses the occupation of a woman who sells dynamite. And she was the top of her profession and in her whole life. So they just cut her down. The killers won, and she was kind of erased from the human race for five decades. I'm so pleased that I was able to bring her back, and people can learn about her and learn the respect they should have for a woman like this, a very inspiring woman.
Exactly, Mark. So amazing. Just to demonstrate the power that these forces who took her out had. Here she dies in Manhattan, and they autopsy her in Brooklyn. You know, I mean, even in death, her story's being manipulated.
Yeah, and, again, in the book, you'll see primary sources who talk about the medical examiner's office being mafia-controlled at the time. You know, they reached their tentacles into New York City, and somehow or another, and I think the forensic evidence that I uncovered shows she was poisoned. Her drink, either at the hotel bar she was at before she went home or at her home, was spiked with barbiturates. In fact, the forensic evidence shows there were three really dangerous barbiturates in her system. And then the medical examiner just said she was she died of the drug overdose, and everybody for some reason just accepted that. I think they were scared. They felt if the people who killed JFK had killed Dorothy, they better keep their mouth shut.
And, of course, along with Dorothy Kilgallen, as I mentioned earlier, I referred to you that article that showed hundreds of people, Mark Shaw, who had gotten close to the JFK investigation, mysteriously died. And that's just out there in the ether, in the historical ether of our country, that is just hanging out there. Just lots of questions, no answers. And I guess there's only people like you and me that wake up in the middle of the night and think about these things.
Well, and you know, it's all about power. It's all about power, and it's all about being threatened with the truth. And I think anyone who reads the book, and they can get it in the library or any of the bookstores, Amazon, wherever they want to, or borrow it, whatever they want to. But I hope they'll read Dorothy Kilgallen's account of the JFK assassination, and I think what they will figure out is, hey, wait a minute, this must have been the most compelling investigation in history, because they killed her. They couldn't let her write that book, and so you know, the proof is in the pudding there, to use a cliche. Dorothy was on to something, and she told people she was going to crack the case wide open. She probably talked too much about it, and that cost her life.
Did you find any connection, as I mentioned, these other people, these other reporters? I can't remember the exact number, but it was, I believe, a couple of hundred anyway. Did you happen to run across any correlation of these other reporters who have mysteriously passed, reporters who came, who were, obviously were coming close and maybe found the wrong road in their discovery, like Dorothy Kilgallen, and were, you know, met with death?
Well, many of them, I think most of them, frankly, were witnesses to whatever happened in Dallas. There aren't a lot of journalists or authors that have lost their lives. But no, I didn't. Dorothy kept things to herself. She had everything in a file. I've been able to uncover the Jack Ruby trial transcripts, and we see a photograph of Dorothy at that trial, and she's holding these papers in her hand, and that's what she did. She kept them in a file. You couldn't go down to Kinko's and make a copy at that time, so all there was the carbon. And unfortunately, that file disappeared when Dorothy died. I think it's still out there, and I'm going to keep trying to find it.
Mark, there's so much about Jack Ruby that still remains a mystery. What, if anything, were you able to draw out as you researched this death of Dorothy Kilgallen?
Well, there's a lot of theories about what happened, and I respect them all, but I think Dorothy figured it was a mob hit from start to finish. Joe Kennedy, kind of a witness who in the book who says that he basically forced JFK to appoint Bobby Kennedy attorney general. It was predictable that Bobby would go after those guys, the mafia, and especially Marcello. So then Marcello figures out, well, what can I do? If I kill Robert Kennedy, Jack Kennedy will come after us with everything the government has. But if I kill JFK, Bobby Kennedy will be powerless. And that's exactly what happened. But now you have a loose end, and that's Oswald. So you bring in Ruby, who's connected to Marcello in Dallas, and you have him shoot and kill Oswald. There's that loose end. You bring in then Melvin Belli, who's also affiliated with the mafia. He comes up with this ludicrous insanity defense for Ruby and won't let him testify, and so you button up that last loose end. So I think Dorothy had figured all that out, and I think that's what she would have done with the hope that her book would have triggered a grand jury investigation. And the people who were threatened by that, the Hoovers and the Marcellos and the other people, they just couldn't let that happen.
But even, you know, to consider for a moment, here you've got the President of the United States surrounded by all, the FBI, CIA, these people that are, his guard watching him. How does the President of the United States get taken out by a mafia family?
Well, it's just hard to understand. You have to go back there. I assume you've been to Daily Plaza.
Yes,
and you look at that and you say to yourself, you know, was somebody just not thinking, or was this set up? Because, as you know, there's that little area where you just go around in kind of a little bit of a circle. I mean, it's a perfect setup for an assassination if there ever was one. So I think that you have to figure out, all right, how was that done? Well, Marcello had his hands in the Dallas Police Department. He had people who could have, you know, with the CIA, with the Secret Service, whatever. We don't know, but somebody set that up because, as you say, with all the protection you would think JFK would have had, they let him take that ride through Daily Plaza. It makes no sense whatsoever.
It was the perfect orchestration for an assassination, if you think about it, right, Mark?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, absolutely incredible. Okay, Mark, again, remind everybody where they can go for more information and get their hands on your book. It'll be linked at our website, just so you know, at BillMartinezLive.com. The Reporter Who Knew Too Much website and how they can get their hands on this book. This is fascinating.
Well, they can find out about it at TheReporterWhoKnewTooMuch.com. But the best place is the DorothyKilgallenStory.org. That's where all the primary source evidence is that I think gives a credibility to the book. MarkShawBooks.com is my website. They can take a look. And the book is just out there everywhere, as I say. I'm so pleased it's become a bestseller, and we're so happy this week. We've made a deal for it to be a television series based on Dorothy's life. So
that's awesome.
I'll keep fighting for Dorothy to get the justice she deserves, and I appreciate people like you giving me the chance to talk about it.
Well, Mark Shaw, thank you so much for being with us on Bill Martinez Live.
Medicare rules are confusing. They should be. There are over 130,000 pages of regulations. There's Part A through D, Medicare Advantage, and Medigap. According to the CMS, there are government programs available that can help you pay for your medical expenses. Choosing the right Medicare plan is a really big deal. The wrong choice can cost you a lot of money, and the right choice can put more money in your pocket. Call one of our licensed representatives today. At 65 plus Medicare, our free service can show you a plan that will maximize your Medicare benefits, ensure you are taking advantage of all available government assistance programs, and save you money. Plus, call right now and get a free report on how to avoid costly Medicare mistakes. Call now.
855-301-5506. 855-301-5506. 855-301-5506. That's 855-301-5506.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered. From business deals gone wrong, to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Bunker Hill, Gettysburg, Normandy, they mean something. Bill Martinez, live. Opinions. Bill Martinez live.
Back with the America. Bill Martinez here with you, and we're going to talk the whole situation on healthcare once again. You know, we've been focused on it. You know my feelings pretty clearly about it, that I believe in self-responsibility. I would like for us to have as much responsibility and as much opportunity to control our own health as opposed to having bureaucrats in D.C. that have little to do with it. I don't want Marco Rubio in the middle of my conversation about my health between me and my doctor. That's just the way I feel about it. But here to tell us more and to break it down is this ongoing debate about healthcare. He's an insurance expert, Jeff Cantor. He's the co-founder of My Academy of Health Excellence, putting health back into healthcare, control medical expenses, any doctor or hospital. What a novel concept. Jeff Cantor, good to have you with us on Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
I am very good today. How are you then, Bill?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. This whole healthcare debate is just nerve-wracking for me, Jeff, as I'm sure it is for you, because for you, it's very personal. It's up close. You're dealing with this on behalf of, your clientele and people who follow you. This debate just keeps on going endlessly. And of course, you've got the Democrats who, I think contributed to this whole mess, doing everything they can just to, make it more difficult, as opposed to coming alongside and saying, look, as a bipartisan effort, unlike what happened the first time, can we, set, partisanship aside for the sake of we the people, for the constituencies that you serve, in order to put out something that could be meaningful for all concerned?
I actually have to pause because it's almost a comical question, frankly, yeah. Bill, because I was just thinking through how I was going to respond based on what you said. But the reality is that both sides have one goal in mind, which is to appease everybody and at least all of their constituents, which is a near impossibility. Mm-hmm. And the truth is, what I've been pointing out, the entire initial mistake is it's not designed from the patient up. Everything is somehow idea of coming from the top down. Whoever's at the top keeps to be a changing cavalcade. But none of this is designed around the idea of working from the bottom up.
Exactly.
And that's really why it will never function properly. Just what you said before, that personal responsibility mentality, it has to start there. Look, when I go shop for gasoline or whatever, I just go around until I figure out the one that's best for me.
Mm-hmm.
And none of what we're discussing and any of what's on all these shows, it's just like absurd to hear them discuss this because of that one single reality is like lost on all of them.
Well, Jeff, I kept asking from day one, remember the whole driving force was we had this big donut hole of 30 million people that were not covered. And my question all along has been, with that 30 million that started this whole situation, that opened the door to this national health care program, how many of those people have we actually served? How did we move the needle on those 30 million people? And I can't get a straight answer because it's all homogenized. And, they don't want to be held accountable. They keep it oblique so that somehow they can claim some sort of victory. But I'm going, wait a minute, you guys don't even, you're not even playing by the, what are the rules,
Well, it just seems like everybody needs to have their thumb on the scale or their finger in the pie, however you want to analogize it. I just keep trying to get from anybody the straight answer of how did I go from the doctor visiting me at home when I was sick and paying them when they were done to now I have to drive in the car to their place and I have a small copay.
Mm-hmm.
How did all of that occur? Because exactly what you're describing, everybody needs to be involved in it somehow, so which is only going to create more and more layers and more people that need to get paid, which drives costs, which has nothing to do with taking care of you or me as a patient.
No. And then remind me of how effective our bureaucracy has been, because we've got so many great examples, Jeff, of when the bureaucracy comes in, everything is running so much better because, our government has taken over.
Well, again, it's the same thing. You have to imagine. I always ask everybody, what do you think government is? Have you ever worked at an office where there's a bunch of knuckleheads working down there? Mm. It's no different. And they're just shuffling around to get through the day, but there's so many people engaged now. I deal with a lot of doctors, and all they lament is we knew we were in trouble when we had more people in the front office than we had doctors in the back.
Exactly.
So, and that's exactly why everything's become so complicated. People getting, can't get in. Doctors spending too much time doing paperwork, all this burnout, and none of that has to do with taking care of the patient, like I keep getting back to.
Mm-hmm. Well, Jeff, I think we're so mired in this deal, it's almost a fait accompli that somehow the Republicans, Democrats, somebody wants some sort of political prize out of this deal at the expense of our health care, and this thing is just going to get more and more mired. I've been encouraging on our show that people have take their self-responsibility, go negotiate with their doctors. I've been a direct pay guy for 12 years. I've worked out, negotiated deals with every doctor that I need on a daily basis to handle the things for my family at a lot less than what these insurance programs do. We've talked with for example Josh Umber with Atlas MD, and what they do is for $50 a month, it's concierge service, $50 a month, you can see the doctor as many times you want, and this is taking care of your daily health issues. Prescriptions have already been pre-negotiated at 10%, 10 cents on the dollar, so they've got the right idea. I mean, we can deliver health care, and this is about the delivery of health care, true health care, at a reasonable rate. And just as you said earlier, whether it has to do with gasoline, the price of telephones or whatever on down the line, when the free market is allowed to work, it's proven itself time and again. But somehow, you know, the government wants to get into areas that certainly is not part of its expertise. The founding fathers never said that, you know, the number one job of the bureaucracy was to deliver health care to its constituents.
No, nor in anything else. Strictly just to more or less act as the referee, make sure contracts are honored, people don't hurt each other. That's about the extent of it. But, yeah, you're right. They've become involved all over. And what you're describing about being a self-pay patient and getting all these things negotiated is really the ultimate option. You know, the sad reality is that most people don't have the, you know, inclination to do it as you aggressively did, or have the ability or the know-how or the time or any other kind of thing. I mean, that's kind of what caused us to really proliferate as we have, because we realize that. So by creating what we're calling the Health Freedom Hub, which is where all of the free market things related to your health all get to reside together, so you have a kind of a singular place to go, and providing you with a concierge-type person who can answer questions and direct you around in there so you don't have to become the armchair expert.
Exactly.
Put a site together. Let me give you a real quick, Bill. HealthExcellencePlus.com. It's a way for people to kind of get one idea of something that you could do that, along the lines of what you're describing, because either you can get a VPC doctor or you try to negotiate with a pharmacist or whatever you can work out. There's a lot of ways that can be done, and that's what most people don't realize, is they think that insurance is the only way to get to some way to get their health taken care of.
Exactly. Well, Jeff, this is why I wanted you on the show to talk about this, because my goal is I'm thinking if we could get a third of America moving on a plan like this, how much pressure would this take off, you know, on the other programs? And the other people will figure it out sooner or later, and they'll go, hey, you know, my neighbor's using this, and yeah, they're doing well, doing fine. You know, why am I paying $2,400 a year, you know, for something that I just basically, what I got is I got an insurance card. That's what I paid for. I paid for that and the right to, you know, have all these, you know, spurious, you know, charges and upcharges and copays and everything else. And it's like, you know, how does that make sense?
No, it doesn't. You know, and actions always speak louder than words. And as you notice, there was kind of a little spike of enrollments in the Affordable Care Act here at the beginning of the selling season. And it seems like a lot of people came to a realization that the Republicans were not going to repeal or replace. And so all the fence sitters that said, well, I got to have something, said, well, I might as well just get it after all. And so there was a bit of a spike up. But, you know, what's most interesting is what's happened in the last year with doctors. Because historically, we've talked mostly to consumers, but, you know, a little bit peripherally with doctors. But in the last year, we've had a lot of doctors join this Health Freedom Hub approach because they said, you know what, we need to be the ones to get insurance out of the office. The consumer doesn't understand they have options. They just have been sold this hook, line, and sinker by the media or just their friends or however it proliferates. But the doctors know there's options.
Exactly.
They're homeopathic, naturopathic, DPC doctors, they know there are options. Yeah. So they're helping join in with us to do just what you said. How do we get that army of people? Well, we thought it was going to be the consumers. It's turning out to be the doctors are the army of people rebelling against this.
Hey, Jeff, do you have a couple more minutes? I'd like to keep you on for another segment if we could. All right, good. Stay with us. More from Jeff Cantor, co-founder of My Academy of Health Excellence, right after this.
This report is brought to you by Novartis Pharmaceuticals Corporation. Immune thrombocytopenia, also known as ITP, is a condition in which a person's immune system mistakenly attacks healthy blood cells, called platelets. When platelets are low, people may experience bruising or bleeding. A spontaneous nosebleed that wouldn't stop is what led Jim to the doctor. As Jim would learn, diagnosing ITP wasn't so easy. Despite finally getting a diagnosis, Jim cycled through multiple kinds of treatments before trying a medicine that stabilized his platelet count and worked for his lifestyle. Jim explains his experience.
I remember being hooked up to an IV, getting chemotherapy, and I thought to myself, wait, I don't have cancer, so why am I hooked up? I realized I had to take the reins and keep asking questions. I kept working with my doctor to find a treatment plan that worked for me, and I told myself then, I'm not going to lose a day in my life to ITP.
For more information on ITP, visit myitplife.com.
When did your light bulb go off? We're talking about that idea you have for a new product or app. Listen, if you want to make your idea a priority, but you don't know how to get it off the ground, you call Davison. the one company with over 25 years experience and exclusive process that turns ideas into products and apps that are found in retail stores and online. Our team has helped tens of thousands of people, just like you. Call now and ask for our free idea starter guide. We'll show you how to securely get started and protect your idea. Whether you have a patent or not, our process will get your idea ready to get in front of a corporation. Don't let your light bulb of an idea go out. Call Davison now for your free idea starter guide. Davison charges fees for services. 800-211-8392. 800-211-8392. 800-211-8392. Again, that's 800-211-8392.
A commemorative President Trump dollar for only $5? Yes, the historic Trump dollar starts at only $5 at TrumpDollar.us. Choose from our unique three-coin collection in gold, silver, and copper. The Vote Trump Dollar, Inaugural Trump Dollar, and Make America Great Again Trump Dollar. Available only at TrumpDollar.us. Minted in the USA, our Trump dollars commemorate President Trump's patriotic stand. Order your Trump dollar collection today in time for Christmas delivery at TrumpDollar.us. That's TrumpDollar.us.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Spirit of Don't Tread on Me Alive. Bill Martinez, live.
Back with the America. Bill Martinez here, just about 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Jeff Cantor remains with us. He is a healthcare insurance expert, co-founder of My Academy of Health Excellence. Jeff, you got me on the edge of my seat here. I want to hear more about your program, what it is that you have to offer, because I want to open this up to our audience and to their network of relatives and friends and associates that need to take control of their health care. Quit waiting on the Republicans. Obviously, this thing is so mired, and you got to go back and remember how long it took for the Affordable Care Act to get. It wasn't like Barack Obama came in and 2 days later it was done, which, you know, is kind of comical, you know, when you hear some of the politicians and the pundits talk about, you know, putting down the Republicans. Well, they've got this and they got control of that and whatever, and look what they're doing. I mean, you know, it's obviously this is a very complex deal. And as you had said at the onset, the problem is that, you know, in typical, you know, federal form, you're trying to get a one size fits all. Well, the problem is that not everybody, you know, everybody can get a cold, but it's not always the same cold, is it?
No, you know, it's interesting. You've learned a lot being involved in this over time. And interesting, if I had 10 different people and administer the same dosage of drug to all 10, we'd get 10 different reactions.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody is really, really different. And you have to look at the beginning, and that's the thing most people don't understand, the history of where we've gotten, and that's a long dissertation. But it really got going in the 40s, because prior to that, you really just paid for stuff as you went, or charity, or whatever, and nobody really suffered.
Mm-hmm.
But during the war, they didn't really want to have a lot of salary increases, so they started allowing the government to treat write-offs by giving people health benefits, and suddenly getting health became tied to your job. Like the first time that that began to occur, and then the more they got involved and involved and involved, well, guess what? Now where we are today, where now they need to control the whole thing because cost and this and that, everything becomes out of control, and everybody can't figure out, well, how did they get all the way in control? That took a long time, but here they are.
Yeah,
and that is the sad reality. We got to get back to what was working before we let the whole thing get all mucked up.
Yeah, and to your point here, and this, I want everybody to catch this because my producer reminds me of this all the time. He goes, Bill, before the Affordable Care Act, I had insurance through my job. I don't have insurance now. I got to go through all these hoops and everything else. And I believe that the politicians owe the people a humongous apology for what they have done to them. But the thing is they're not screaming loud enough. It's the pundits. It's all these other people who are ill affected, which cracks me up. Is like, look at you put the government on the same health care program that we have and watch how fast things change, right?
Well, look at the VA. That's the perfect example.
Yes, exactly.
To point to as a single-payer mentality, because lo and behold, you know, that really kind of is very much a single-payer idea. The government's paying into this VA pool, and the VA go there. Well, look at all the complaints. So what would you expect? My favorite analogy of all is to go to the grocery store and look at the coffee aisle.
Exactly.
Look at all the variety it requires. How can there be a single approach to medicine?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. And so all the options, everything that federalism, everything that our country has done that we've got a litany of successes built on, we want to obliterate that and somehow look to the government for the answer? How does that make sense?
Well, even if it did somehow, you know, the problem is once they pick a lane, they stick to it. They're not keen to make a say they made a mistake or shift gears. And you know yourself, at any popular store or clothing or whatever it may be, the fashions come and go. The building may still be there. You know, we still need the infrastructure of health, but all the tools continually change. Yet a government program is always designed around whatever was good in 1930, whatever is still good today, and they just function as if nothing has changed.
Yeah, the thing that's interesting is that, yes, it is dynamic, and they figure, like, once they've passed something, that's it. I mean, this is part of the problem that I have, Jeff, with the Democrats. The Democrats knew it was problematic, and I don't know what they were thinking for 7 years, that somehow they didn't need to repair it. They knew that it was all coming to this end, and all they could do was hope and pray that, you know, the Democrats would remain in office. But boy, the tea leaves were right there. It was more than tea leaves. I mean, you didn't have to be some sort of genius. I mean, you're losing seats, you're losing, you know, state houses, you're losing power left and right, you're leaking oil, and you do nothing about it, and you just allow America to suffer, you know, through this horrendous experiment, this botched up experiment. And this is why I, again, Jeff, and as you are, I'm just encouraging people to take self-responsibility. Do not wait on the government. You know, go ahead and act on your own. And so what's your prescription, Jeff, right now?
No, you've really pretty much nailed it on the head. I mean, you know, the whole adage is you're only a leader as long as you have followers.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if everybody just follows the insurance model, then guess what? Then they can stay in business and they'll just keep you hostage. If you say, you know what, I don't need any of you people anymore, and you literally turn your back, they're forced to change. Mm-hmm. You know, the perfect example is when McDonald's and Burger King were predominant, and how is Wendy's going to compete against that monolith? But they invented the 99-cent value menu, they brought out salads, and they forced those other two entities to move towards them.
Exactly.
And so really, we as consumers, millions and millions and millions of us, we can readily control the small amount of people that run that whole cartel, yet somehow we think that we're like that elephant. Instead of having a chain, we've got a little string, and we think we're
exactly
shackled.
Yep.
We can escape.
Yep, exactly. But it takes a step, and for some it may be seemingly a bold step, and in some cases what I hear often, Jeff, after people have done this, go, what took me so long?
Well, it's like anything, a fear of that unknown. I mean, but there is, it can be a little daunting because there's a lot to suddenly know, and pricing has never been known. So to tell you suddenly have to go shop for gasoline, it won't be too hard to learn to do it because everything posts its price.
Right.
So that's, again, partially why we created what we did, because we knew that people were going to walk into this dark world and need a way, a helping hand to readily navigate it, but to begin to save money, to begin to accelerate that free market, to begin to connect with the right kind of doctors that are conducive to this, to meet those direct primary care doctors, all of those things are vital for someone to be successful. And the reality is this needs to be successful right away, because otherwise it will be stymied by the powers that be. So
exactly.
Partially the idea is to facilitate this fast acceleration.
Mm-hmm.
So I can certainly encourage anybody to go take a look at what we've got to show out there for this solution. And again, there's other resources that we can be pointing you to, too. So I would tell you to go to that healthexcellenceplus.com and see if that sounds like something up your alley.
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, you don't have to take it anymore. You can do this. I mean, this is what we love about this country. We are free. You know, this is the land of the free. And so you got to act free, okay? Take advantage of this deal. Quit waiting on these politicians to keep you kind of in suspended animation here when your health is at risk here. So I think what Jeff has to offer, you know, I mean, the reason, Jeff, that you co-founded My Academy of Health Excellence is because you saw the deficiency. Efficiency, and you saw an opportunity. And what I want to, you know, kind of encourage you to understand, I'm talking about you, the listener, is that this is a process. You haven't done this before. This is something new. It's kind of like in the old days. I remember when Excel first came out with their Excel spreadsheet, there were so many options with it. It was overwhelming, you know, until you kind of learned to kind of get through the process, and then it started to make sense. But it was an incredible, you know, software piece of document. But you needed to start the journey and start to learn. And then after a while, it became, you know, rather academic. And it's the same way with healthcare. I found, you know, in my experience is that, yeah, at first a little daunting, and you think, hey, can this really work? And you start talking to one, and doctors go, yeah, okay, yeah, I'll take you know, if you're gonna come with money, it's better that I deal with you than have it go through my insurance personnel, because I've got a person that I'm paying, you know, it's probably costing me about 35% to 40% of my fees in order to have her chase down insurance money that takes me anywhere from 90 to 120 days to be paid. So why would I not want to have the money today, and I can afford it at a lot less? You know, a lot less. The reason I have to charge $200 an appointment is because I have all these other expenses on top that I have to pay for. So, you know, you start out that way and you find out, look at the market is open for this. And what does it mean? It means you actually get the delivery of health care that you always knew was there.
You know, you get further and further away from the care, the more it's gone up cost-wise to the consumer. They either don't have it or they try not to use it, kind of a thing, or they use it not enough for it to even hit any deductibles.
Exactly.
And then from the doctor, like you said, it's harder and harder to collect. And think of it from why the doctors, you know, the more I've been involved, I've been 30 years in the industry all told, and with, you know, consumers primarily, so you always hear what they have to say, but as it become more involved over time, you start to hear more what the doctors say. And think about any business that you would be in where you don't quite know what you're going to get paid. You submit one thing you think is what you're going to get paid. They send back, no, we're going to decline that. We're going to pay you a different one, but we're not going to pay you for this many days. Or
right.
Redo the paperwork. Can you imagine running a business where that was the nature of getting paid, and it's something that's vitally important as your health?
Exactly.
And then you have a bunch of clerical people, not to denigrate any of them, but, you know, they're not the sophisticated level that ideally the doctors are operating on, and they're spending more time with them than they are with the patients. So the whole thing is a recipe for consumer disaster when it comes to your health.
And this is what we've been living through here, Jeff, sadly, for the last 8 years. And if it's going to change, it's going to be up to the individual citizen making an individual liberty-based choice. Jeff, as we wrap things up, the healthcare insurance expert that you are, co-founder of My Academy of Health Excellence, remind everybody where they can go to start that journey of health freedom, true health freedom. What do they do?
Well, the first thing I want to just comment on what you said was the idea of the individual making that choice. Well, guess who the individuals are in this entire world we're describing here? The doctors and the patients are the only two individuals. Everything else are corporate monoliths or government. So
exactly.
Just to put everybody in perspective on that. For our set of circumstances, and we have other programs and sites you can visit as well, but the main one to visit is healthexcellenceplus.com. And there you'll learn an awful lot about options and all the components you need, because just having health insurance alone is not enough. That's like having a knife, and I have a big enough knife or whatever. No, you need a Swiss Army knife with all of the different components that make it up. So from that site, you'll be able to learn about all the elements you need to make up a total universe for your health, and there's a lot you can do on your own.
Yeah,
you'll be
exactly.
Amazed at the options available that were right there, like Dorothy and the Wizard of Oz. Those ruby slippers, she could have gotten out of there anytime she wanted. She just didn't know she had the power to do it. And
exactly.
We all have that power.
Exactly.
We all have the power, Bill.
But we got to exercise it. Jeff Kanner, co-founder.
Exercise it.
My Academy of Health Excellence. Jeff, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Bill. Appreciate the time.
Guys, wouldn't your wife or girlfriend love it if you treated her to the very best this Christmas? Well, you can, and you don't even have to go out of your way. We're talking about the world's softest pajamas, available exclusively at Pajamagram.com. That's Pajamagram.com. Created by a team of dedicated pajama experts, the world's softest pajamas are lighter than a cloud, softer than a bunny, like cashmere, only better. She'll love the way the world's softest pajamas feel, and you'll love the way they look. More than a gift, they're a feeling, an invitation to relax a little longer. The world's softest pajamas are available only at Pajamagram.com. Visit today and give her a gift that keeps on giving to both of you. Plus, you don't even have to wrap, because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging, and Christmas delivery is guaranteed. So visit Pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs.
This is Dan Pilla.